Could I just have everyone introduce themselves?
My name is Holly. I'm the director of Spark Contemporary Art Space
in Syracuse.
My name is Derek, and I'm the director of X Space Cultural Center in Toronto.
And the two artists here tonight are?
Dylan. I'm one of the visiting artists from Toronto.
Dylan North. And?
Lena, second artist from Toronto.
Okay, so Dylan and Lena have been artists in residence here at Spark. Could you, Holly and Derek, could you talk about this residency and sort of the exchange between these two spaces? How did that start?
Sure. I guess I knew I went to school with the previous director of Spark, Katie, and I came here last year just to do a short project, and I loved the space, and I really liked the sort of environment. So since then, we've been kind of talking about X Space doing something here, and we work a lot with OCAD students. So this year for the grad show at OCAD, we went through and took names down, myself and the programmers, and then, Dylan and Lena, we just,
And OCAD's the Ontario College,
College of Art and Design, which is now OCAD University. OCAD U.
OCAD U.
Holly, this is the first longer residency that Spark has done, is that true?
Definitely. Katie basically put Derek and I in contact with each other, and everything kind of fell into place from there. We just had to figure out the basics of where the artists would stay and things like that, but it wasn't too complicated on my end, at least. So,
the gallery, there's two separate rooms, and we're actually standing in the room that Dylan's work is in. So, Dylan, you want to just talk about, you've been here for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that process a little bit?
Sure. It's actually all about the process, or my room anyway. Came here, and it's my first time having a studio space, really. I mean, in school we had very small corners that I'd hardly like to call a studio. So having a huge space was quite intimidating. For someone who usually works in animation, all of my projects start and are built using a computer, and having this big space, I forced myself to not only sit at my computer for 3 weeks, because that would appear quite boring to most people coming to look at it. So I just started collecting things from around the town and kind of half sculpture, half animation stuff.
And Lena, what was your process working here?
I think most of the time while I was staying here, like, I was just stuck in the room and then doing, making animation with my computer. Like, what I have seen in Syracuse, there are a lot of, like, buildings around here. So, I don't know, every day there is a small episode, and then I kept it, I made an image. But then end up, some of them I use when I make animation, and some of them just, like, gone.
So what draws you both to, or each of you to animation? Like, what does it afford you as an artist? Or how is that important to you as an artist? What does it allow you to do?
It's a hard question. I mean, we both just graduated from integrated media, which is the program at OCAD, which I guess just means, like, electronics in general, so video and stuff. And I tried making narrative-based work or, like, live-action films, and without having friends that are, like, great actors, and I don't know, I failed at that. So animation lets me be very choosy, lets me choose exactly what I want to show, and I have complete control over every single detail. Maybe that's why I started doing animations.
Same reason, because, like,
control freaks,
yeah,
basically.
Like, everything when I can make it, like, whatever I want, I can make it.
It seems like you both also responded to place, which I think happens when you're on a residency. Could you each talk about, maybe Lena, you could start, how did you, you talked about these episodes with the buildings here, so how do you think you've incorporated that response to this place? And your piece is actually, it's very architectural and spatial. Both of yours are actually very spatial, but yours maybe has that referral inside outside.
My work is projected onto the window frame. I was going to make window frame myself, but then I found that there is two windows in the other room. So I use it.
Just to describe your piece, in one window we see a building. There's two different buildings, and one is kind of built and destroyed and taken over by nature, and in the other one it's sort of...
developing well, but just end up going back to the beginning.
It's kind of this excess of color and line and things like that.
It's showing, like, repetition of, like, building structure in the city, because they are always, like, building and building. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
And Dylan, you seem to respond, like, your animations use the space that you spent most of the time in, and you collected these building materials that from around here found materials. So it seemed like it was a lot about responding to where you were and what you could play with at, right here.
Yeah, I mean, my first week here consisted of kind of exploring the city and more or less like finding good places or finding spots where I could relax or let myself think about what I actually wanted to do, and that changed basically every day. So I'd go to a new place, and for example, the animation at the end of the room is the view from the public sculptures, Six Curved Walls by Solowit, and that's a spot that I went to almost every day to kind of review my sketchbook and think about the work I did earlier in that day. So it naturally ended up as part of the work. And same with basically all of the animations were views of places where I thought.
There's also, we have these two plywood boards that are in balance with string and parts of a picket fence. And I know you also had some other materials earlier you were playing with. How do you think the sculptural relates to, or maybe it doesn't, maybe it's just like part of your explorations as an artist?
Coming to the studio space, I was again overwhelmed with the amount of space, so as on the walks I saw these huge pieces of plywood, and I set myself a budget for this trip and knew that I wouldn't be able to, or I didn't want to spend that much money on material, so I thought, yeah, I should carry these back to the studio. And and it started as a performance, kind of by myself. I don't know. I didn't have an audience at the time, but I had tried to balance it, and it kind of evolved into the documentation of the performance of a sculpture. It's all very slow. I think a main connection between all my work is kind of video as photograph or animation as photograph. I think waiting for something to happen.
Can I put you on the spot there?
Yeah.
Because you've seen their work as from their show. I mean, I think it's important that, especially when you're right out of school, you know, you're figuring out kind of how you are an artist in the world, but can you respond to the work that you've seen here?
I think one of the reasons that X-Space was like kind of looking to collaborate with Spark and was pretty much that OCAD students are in OCAD, and it's like a much larger environment than Syracuse. This is good background music. I like this. And I think it's difficult, like, when you graduate, like, what do you do next? And you lose a community. You lose a total environment. You lose a studio space. And you're searching for jobs, and it's easy to kind of get into a rut. And so we really wanted to give an opportunity. And when we were looking at artists, and we did interviews, we took it, like, pretty seriously, I guess, was that we were looking for artists whose work looked like it could really, like, take to an environment. And I think both of these guys have really done that. And their animations, they've actually looked at place, not only, like Dylan seemed to struggle with like actually being in the studio, whereas Lena was struggling with like searching, I think. Like it looked like you were like biking around and seeing deterioration and building and all this, and the work seems to be dealing with that. And both of your works previous to that seem to have similar viewpoints and looking at like the environment of OCAD, so we were interested in that. I think all the work kind of really stems from the environment, as we were talking about, which is great to see, but it's also a way of exploring certain things that come out of school. And I really think the condensed 3 weeks to just work is probably the equivalent to almost a year if you're working and not having a studio space and everything. So it's like, you know, I think that that hopefully that's a great opportunity for them. So,
Holly, a lot of people that support Spark and involved in Spark are from Syracuse University. So I'm wondering, do you see what kind of differences or what kind of energy does having people from another school come in and do something here?
Something that Derek already said is that they definitely took to the environment, and I really enjoy and appreciate that because I feel like the artists in Syracuse essentially see it as a gallery space, and they come in, put their work up, and go. And I feel like this is the first time, I've only been here a couple of years, but the first time that I've seen artists actually use the space as part of their artwork. Lena has the two windows. She has projections into the windows, and it plays off of that idea of looking outside. And then Dylan, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a hole in the floor over on the far side of the room, and he put a screen underneath, and you have to, he showed me, so I knew it was there, but you have to be looking for it to find it, and I really like those little touches. And I think that part of the reason they're able to do that is because they're not from here, and so they see the space and they see the city differently, and they're able to bring a fresh perspective to it.
I know you just kind of finished these intense 3 weeks, but how do you think this is different from your work as a student, let's say? Or maybe it's, or how does it continue your work or add to that?
I think since I came here and then I got into the mapping projection things, I've never done it before, but then this is kind of like turning point that I maybe possibly continue working with that, the technique.
Can you talk more about what that means to map, to do mapping projections?
Mapping projection is what I did is like take a picture of object and then bring it to After Effects.
That's an animation program, After Effects.
Yeah, After Effects, and then I made animation on the top of it, and then bring it to like projection and the project to that object, and it looks like simulation, like 3D. So yeah, I really got into it, and then maybe I keep working on. Currently, I'm working at the TV production company in the making animation. But yeah, I still want to keep working on it.
Is that so like a, because you created a window frame that you projected on a window, so that's the relationship between like kind of the real thing and fantasy or imagination projected onto it? Do you think, I mean, it seems like that's what the animation affords you, or projection affords you, kind of like placing an imaginary realm onto a reality?
Make the 3D simulation and then connect it to viewer, which is, who is in reality situation, near place. So it's like connecting simulation and then virtual stuff to their, yeah.
And Dylan, how do you feel like this has brought in a new dialogue in your work, or has it continued some other things that you've done?
Yeah, I feel that most of my work is inspired by my surroundings, if that is my own apartment in the city or OCAP. But here it took a more literal turn where I brought the exploration of the city and the gallery space itself into the work. So I like animations of landscapes and like using architectural features of the room as little portals or canvases to make work. Yeah.
What's next for you, each of you? You have work to go back to at the TV production?
Going back to work.
Yeah. It's great to be forced to into this like intense creative position immediately after school, and it's made me realize that I have to do this on my own after. So yeah, I have to find a job, but I need to find these little spots of energy in my own city to kind of sit back and make work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks to Derek and Holly.
Derek and X-Face.
It's going to be a group hug now. You can't see it, but it's happening.